You're listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine, and today I'm very happy to be talking to Steve Battelle from the fantastic rock band Lost Alone. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
I am really good, thank you. And of course, we've met before, haven't we, at Christmas time?
The best time of the year.
It is. Yes, yeah, so in Dorking you were supporting The Darkness and it was all very festive. We had Christmas trees on the stage, etc, etc. You have released a Christmas single.
Yeah, we did a song from Home Alone called All Alone at Christmas, which I very cleverly changed to All Lost Alone at Christmas. And then we also did our own song that I wrote just for fun. They're just kind of nice things. I think we'll probably do one every year. You know, it's just something for the fans. Everybody knows I'm a bit of a Christmas obsessive, so they kind of expect to hear a Christmas song from us now.
Sure. No, it was great. And I did get to meet you afterwards, which is really, really nice. Yeah. And I can say to everyone listening, they're a very friendly band. So there's yourself and Alan and Mark. So how did you all get together in the first place?
Myself and Mark, a friend from school. When we first formed the band, we had a different bass player and didn't really work out. And we just remembered, it's very superficial, we remembered Alan's hair.
Okay.
If you get to see Alan, he's got magnificent hair. We remembered his hair from when his band had supported us in Glasgow. So we dropped him a text that he loved our band and wanted to join. So yeah, so the hair brought us together.
That is good.
It's a lot deeper than that now. He's a great guy.
So Kerrang, best British newcomer in 2007, which is a few years ago now. Three albums: Say No to the World 2007, and then I'm a UFO in the City 2012, and then Shapes of Screams at the moment, which you're touring with. So your first album, Blood is Sharp. I just wanted to ask you, in the video, I was quite intrigued because it looks like it's raining a lot. I assume like not everything's plugged in. Was that warm water?
No, it was not. It's a sore point. It was 16 hours.
Really?
Soaked. It was at Shepperton Studios, I think. Or I can only remember, it was either Pinewood or Shepperton. It was one of the really famous studios, so we were all quite excited to be there. But it was 16 hours of getting soaked, and we weren't allowed to change the clothes we were wearing. So we were kind of, you know, and making a video, if anyone knows, is a lot of sitting around doing nothing.
I'm sure.
Like, you know, people set stuff up, so we were just getting dried, but in the clothes we were wearing for all day, and it was just horrendous. I've got absolutely no good memory of that. It came out great, but yeah, it wasn't very enjoyable at all.
It did. No, I did wonder. Oh, so you like suffering for the cause there.
I really were, yeah. And it's stupidly my idea as well. I think when you make videos, a lot of the time you have these ideas, and then instantly after them you realise why no one else decided to do that.
Yeah. Well, it looks effective and it is a bit different. So now your lead vocalist play the guitar as well. You write the songs. Do any of the other band members have like an input, or is it just yourself? Do the songs just come to you and you just scribble bits down?
They have an input in terms of, I don't think Lost Alone would sound like Lost Alone if Alan and Mark weren't in the band. In terms of like the writing, we've always been very like open about the fact that I write every single aspect of it. It's just that's my role in the band.
Okay.
And I bring the songs to the guys, and luckily they absolutely love, you know, everything about, you know, what I do. So that makes us a kind of quite a tight unit on it. I just hear music all the time. I don't really ever use an instrument to write. I just kind of go on walks and then start feeling the rhythm of something and the song comes. And if I can remember it when I get home, it's worth pursuing. That's how it kind of normally work.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah. I mean, I've got a couple of favourite tracks. Love Will Eat You Alive.
There's every so often a song or two that you kind of think, this is going to do something
for
the band. And I remember when I wrote that I did predict straight away. I was like, there's something about this song. And that's the first song that ever got us playlisted on Radio 1.
Is it? It's interesting. Yeah, there is something about that song. Played that a few times on Susie Radio, that one. So that is for me. But then I heard Guilty, the one you've just released a video for just very recently off your current album, Shapes of Screams. Because you can instantly sing along to that one, can't you?
And it's really strange with that song. It's had that thing where you don't, you instantly have it in your head.
You do.
Just there. And yeah, again, it's a complete accident, you know, it just popped into my head, and I just woke up from some kind of strange Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs kind of weird dream where people were, little guys in hard hats were hammering at the veins in my brain, and they were mining for guilt, and that was where the whole kind of chanting of the G-U-I or T-U-I thing came from.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, often with my songs, what people think they're about, they're often about it, so it's completely random. That's weird.
It's not really deep and meaningful.
The, you know, truth in songs comes through. You know, if it's just a real thing for me.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that people, the reaction to that song. I think we'll probably get a whole new load of fans from that song, actually.
I really think so. Yeah, absolutely, I do. And I just want to quote something from Kerrang as well. This is about your current album, Shapes of Screams, which this guy has obviously really fallen in love with and really likes. And it's not just a couple of words, he's thought about this. So I just wanted to quote it. This is an album filled with first kiss adrenaline, heart bursting happiness, life affirming air guitar moments, and demented genius that will leave you delighted for hearing it. Now, that is good, as you say, from Kerrang, who are like major.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling, actually, especially as you said, with me writing the songs. But we're all. When we read that review, and that part you read is just the very end section, you know, it was like a full-page review.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, that and the reaction of the fans of the band just made the release so enjoyable. Because, you know, for someone to get the band that much, I mean, I think the review absolutely nailed everything about our band. And, it's always nice to get complimented, you know.
Sure. Sure. Well, you're going to be at Redfest, which is going to be great, on Saturday the 26th. And also the Blackout are going to be there, who you've toured with, so I guess you'll be hanging with them. Are there any other bands there who you're going to hang with? Or?
No, I think there's a few bands like that I know the names of and stuff.
Yeah.
I think, like, obviously the Blackout guys, we had that great tour together, and we kind of got, on the tour, we got really good friends, and just with things like Twitter and stuff, we've always been kind of, you know, we're very much... kind of almost kindred spirits in terms of the stuff the bands have been through and experiences we've had, so we really, really got on well with them. So yeah, great bunch of guys and a really good band, so I look forward to hanging out and actually seeing them play as well.
Yeah, and are you going to stick around? Do you stick around to see the other bands, or is it festivals? Do you think, oh, I've performed on, I'm off now, or...?
Well, it's always about the schedule and what, you know, a lot of it, boringly, can come down to economics of... you know, what you're doing the next day, and if you're not doing it the next day, is the bus or the van that you're in having to be taken home? You know, it's boring, things like that. So it's never anything to do with me. If we're on site and we don't have to leave, we'll always check out other bands. You know, it's great to see them. I just played Sonisphere, and I ended up staying the whole weekend, which I didn't intend to.
Fantastic.
The guys went back with the gear, and I just ended up sleeping for 3 days.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.
And I will really look forward to seeing you at Redfest and seeing Guilty live,
Yeah, definitely, you will do, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brilliant.